He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. You girls must be so excited. It's girls' weekend. Woo! Ready to party.
Yep, loading the car up, and I'm out of here, Anna.
Nice. How do you feel about the fact that Raven literally created a notes page in his phone of what he's going to do, watch, and eat this weekend?
Always. He always does that. I mean, I have a list in my phone of things I need to pack. That makes sense, but, like, you need to write down that you're going to have pizza on Saturday, and, you know, it's weird. Like, what movie you're going to watch, just turn on the TV and pick something.
I understand. It seems very strange to me as well.
Here's what happens is, if I have 15 minutes of idle time and I have no agenda whatsoever and I have no anticipation of her coming home and telling me either A, what we're doing, what I need to get done or whatever, I'll be like, I deserve this 15 minutes to relax. And then what happens? I fall asleep. I wake up. It's 11 o'clock. Nothing got done. And that's the way it goes the entire weekend. So I make myself an agenda. Mm-hmm. That way I'm proactive and the activities are fun. Just because they're chores doesn't mean they can't be fun.
Yeah, if you missed it yesterday, Alicia, he went on the air and discussed the things on his agenda. I believe tonight he will be watching some
The Ghost in the Darkness, the Lion movie.
The Lion movie followed by the Blair Witch
Blair Witch. Yeah, because she doesn't like horror. So Blair Witch Project.
Okay.
Me and the dogs, we're going to do a slumber party.
And then
because
tonight,
horror also makes us, you know, gather around closer.
And then what was the food for tonight?
We're going to have the Big Mac pizza because she doesn't like the Big Mac pizza.
All right. And then on Sunday, he has to defrost the shrimp or something along that line.
I'll be cooking the shrimp at some point.
Mm-hmm.
She also told me that there's chicken wings in there that we didn't get to eat. So that's on the list.
Okay.
Got other movies and more chores.
Yeah, he says he's going to put together an IKEA dresser. Now, an IKEA dresser, in my opinion, is something that will take an entire weekend. My husband put one together last week, and I had to pack him a snack and give him a hug farewell for his journey. He returned 8 hours later with a wardrobe intact. I was very proud of him.
I don't know, Anna, but you know what? None of this is my problem. I'll be eating mimosas for dinner. So.
Good.
Eating mimosas is not a thing, babe.
Well,
it's not.
Well, on girls' weekend, it's whatever.
And he's got oranges.
I mean, it's like she doesn't even care whether or not I stay alive.
I mean, do you care? As long as he takes care of the puppies and keeps the house
burning
down.
I mean, as long as everybody stays alive and everything's intact, I don't care what they eat, what they watch, what time they go to bed. As long as everything gets done, I'm good.
I mean, if you came back and the house was destroyed, I think that you would have something to say about it.
No, you. I said, and as long as everything gets done.
Oh.
Because clean the house is on your list.
Yeah, it is.
Are you going to clean the house?
Yeah, I'm going to clean the house as long as she dusts first. I don't do the dusting.
Okay.
Some things
already
I draw
dusted.
A line at.
She already did it.
Already dusted. Come vacuum it up.
Wow.
You look sad, Raven.
No, it's all right. I'm going to do the cleaning in between cutting the lawn and closing the pool tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then I'll be eating noodles because they sent me a $5 coupon for the place across the street.
Okay. What kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
You know, I'm going to give him an A, Anna. He got me all set up. He did all the things I asked him to help me pack. He even offered to make dinner last night, which we made it together because I didn't want pizza before I sat in a bathing suit for 3 days. But yeah, he did all the things. He did great.
Well, you have the best time ever.
Oh, I will.
Wait till next week. I just feel like I'm so set up for failure.